Hi, Jill.
Yes, hi Jesse.
Hi, Jill. Jill, I'm just kind of looking through the notes in your account here. First off, were you referred by somebody to us?
No. I actually spoke with Scott about 3 weeks ago. He began to talk to me about your company. And so I set up a time to speak with him last week. We were unable to connect then. I still ended up signing up. I just ended up signing up with someone else. Scott made a follow-up call on Monday, and I explained to him that I had already signed up. And this is for another company, my significant other, his company. And so I explained to
Well,
Scott that I
that
work with another small business who may also be interested in signing up with you guys. And
okay.
so he and so here we are. We set up a time to speak today and move forward. I spoke with the owner, who I have to obviously run everything by before I make any decision, and he gave me the green light yesterday evening to go ahead and proceed.
Okay, so here's where I'm kind of confused. So, the 614-747, correct? Zero seven
Oh,
nine
seven
seven.
nine seven.
So that is somebody. Okay, hold on, let me double check this
That's
actually.
my cell number, and that's tied to the WM American Tower account.
Okay, so that's what I was wondering, 'cause that Wilmer Martinez, right? That person is
That's
already
correct.
working with us.
Yeah, but the one that we are signing up right now that I'm speaking with Scott about is not Wilmer Martinez. I know
Okay.
that Wilmer signed up. This is, so I work with my fiance who is Wilmer. Okay, I
Okay.
help him with his small business. He has an electrical company and other things.
Okay.
And the individual that I work with part-time, this is La Sierra Tree Service, and the number that I'm speaking to you on, which is the 740 number, that's the number that I want you guys to register for La Sierra Tree Service. I will be the one managing and sending you guys any photos and everything, but I just need you guys to communicate with me with each corresponding phone number because I don't want to get the accounts mixed up. And that's exactly what I had asked
Yeah.
Scott.
Absolutely. I was just wanting to clarify if Wilmer had referred you or what kind of was going on, or just making sure that they're completely separate. Because I can definitely sign you up for a La Sierra Tree Service. Absolutely. I just wanted to make sure that the other company you were working with, you were like it was somebody else and you didn't realize it was us kind of thing. That's I was just trying to,
No, I
kind of
got you.
clarify what that was
No.
since I already see an account with
No.
that phone number, the 614 number. So,
Okay. Is there some kind of like referral, I guess, essentially?
actually,
I don't
there
know.
is. So,
Okay.
if Wilmer, if I mean, and I could probably work this out. So, since Wilmer, we'll just say referred you, then you would actually that account after you stay with us for 2 months would be able to get a month off. So that is kind of how that would work. So,
Okay, and Will
okay.
right now is paying $299 under that account.
He is, yes. So, okay. So let's see. Let's go ahead and see what I can do here. So you guys are a tree service. Are you currently with any other marketing agency, like, HomeAdvisor? Are you using anything else right now for La Sierra?
So for La Sierra, yes, he is. It is, I don't know the name of it. I don't know the name of it, honestly. He is, but he pays per call, per
Okay.
contact, I guess. Any customer that contacts the company, he has to pay for it. He's paying a ridiculous amount. Every 2 weeks, he's paying roughly like $1,800. He still
Okay.
has gains from it, so he's content with it, but obviously hearing about your company gives him, you know, another option, essentially, to where maybe he doesn't have to spend as much per month and still get the same, if not better, results. Because right now, okay, with the company, he has to set up for residential only. And that's what I was telling Scott. Right now, I think we're going to set it up for commercial with you guys, because ultimately he wants to wean his way out of residential.
Okay.
But ultimately, it's kind of like a transition. He's still going to keep the other company. In the meantime, that's what we talked about yesterday, until he really sees how your company works and sees, you know, everything kind of flowing in and go from there.
Absolutely. Well, so I did have an option for you. Let me go ahead and put this in here. Hold on one second. That I think would be really helpful. You know, so basically, I'm not sure if you're kind of familiar with our different packages at all. But let me go ahead and send you a text message with our pricing page and website. Now, obviously, I can get you in for a discounted rate of what the prices are on our website, but I just want you to be aware of what they are. So, now, the thing is, I kind of had overheard that you, so I'm sorry, so the, and it's Shahi, is that
Shahi,
the owner?
Yeah.
Shahi.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, I had kind of overheard that Shahi had made a website that was already, like, not something that's up or running or anything, that, you know, it was just kind of like a free website, right? Like, probably like a landing page, correct?
Well, it's a website. He has some photos. In the website, he talks about the kind of services that are offered. But
okay.
I feel like the website could use some work.
Okay.
He literally did it himself. He didn't pay anybody to do it or anything. He literally just got on Google and did it himself.
Okay. Okay. So then it is like a landing page, because the ones on Google, even like through GoDaddy and Wix and all of those, they're typically free. They're not, you know, that, I mean, just to be completely blunt, they're not, you know, great websites. It's just basically something where somebody can kind of see who you are, right? So let me go ahead and text you this as well, okay? Because this is what I'm kind of thinking would be really good for your guys' company. It's our customized websites that you actually qualify for under Tree Services. Now, we don't actually do, you know, for these customized websites for every industry, but it does happen to be available in your industry, and they're beautiful websites. They're, you know, up to 10 pages. You can add lots of pictures of your work, make it so customers can pay you, leave reviews to any of the directory listings, you know, add promotions that you might have going on. We have three different templates for them. And actually getting this website would save you a month. So basically, so right now, Wilmer, he's paying the $299, but what I can do for you is, if you wanted to include this website, I can do the same price. It would be $299 month to month, but in order to include the website, it would have to be for 3 months. So it actually saves you a month, and that would be for $700. So it, for the 3 months. And then after the 3 months, it goes back to $299 month to month. But this is an option for you, just so you know.
Okay. Okay. You mentioned Wilmer. Are we not talking about Lasera? I'm confused.
No. Well, you had just said that you knew that Wilmer was paying $299. So I was saying I could do that same price, the $299. Month to
for
month.
For La Sierra.
Yes, for La Sierra. Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, I was just, since you already knew the price that they were paying, you know, for that particular package, I could do that. But if you wanted to include the customized websites, you would just have to do a 3 month package, which actually saves you almost a month off the price. So it would just be the $700 for 3 months.
$700 each month.
No. $700 for 3 months.
Oh, okay. $700 for 3 months.
Yes.
So, it would be essentially 900 usually, so 700 for 3 months.
Yes.
Taking that, and that works out to be a monthly.
Right.
700 divided by 3. A month.
Jill? Jill?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, kind of. You're kind of cutting out a little bit. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can.
Okay, now I can hear you.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so the upfront cost would be, what would the upfront cost? So if $700 would
yes.
be, I guess, like essentially a bundle deal for the course
yes.
of 3 months.
Right? Yes. And
this
so
averages
what,
to about $233 a month.
Yes. And so what that would include, that 700 package, Jill, that's going to be for the Google local optimization setup there for that spotlight position on the map section of Google for up to 15 keyword phrases. We are going to submit the company mm-hmm. with the most popular directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. We're going to do initial mm-hmm. content creation and placement on Bing, and then give you guys exposure to mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa, as well as including the company to Facebook ads as well.
Okay. And you guys manage the Facebook account?
We do, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, so photos and all of that stuff. So essentially it would include the same thing that Will is receiving with his package.
Yeah, I mean, we do also have, if you wanted to do a 3 month package with Google ads, we do have that as well. That would be $900. Normally that would be $499 month to month.
Mm-hmm.
That would give you the spotlight position above the ad section of Google. And if you did the $900, that, you know, again, that's going to save you a month, but just, you know, just keep in mind after the 3 months, if you don't renew it again for another 3 months, then it goes back
mm-hmm.
to that month to month pricing. So, but you do also have the ability.
$299.
Yeah, $299. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And the website is included for this, for both the $700 price point or the $900 price point?
Yes, for the customized websites, yeah. Did you take
okay.
a look at them by chance? I did text them to you.
I'm talking on this phone, which is in a and it drives me insane, to be honest with you. When I clicked on it, it took me, okay, it says take control of your, oh, it's in Spanish.
Okay.
I don't know if it's because the phone is in Spanish or what.
Here, I didn't think I sent it in Spanish, but I was more talking about the websites. It says local Splash, our Splash Tree Classic, Splash Tree Modern, Splash Tree Future.
Mm-hmm.
You see that one?
Let me go ahead and forward to my personal phone real quick. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Oh my gosh, what is going on with this phone?
Personally, I like the future one myself, but obviously it's your business. So, but I can also forward this to your phone as well if you need me to do that. Your
yeah,
other phone number.
Send it to mine because I don't know what's going on with this phone. The touch screen is like funny. It needs to be replaced ASAP.
Okay, what is that number?
614. This is just for the text message, right?
Yeah, just for texting you right
okay.
now. I can actually, after I go ahead and input it, if you want, I can go ahead and delete it too. So.
Yeah, please, because I don't want my personal tied to LaSierra at all.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine.
It's already tied to Will's account. So 614-747-0797.
Okay.
0797.
Okay. Okay, let me go ahead and send this over. Okay. Okay, I just sent it to that phone number. Let me know when it comes through.
Okay. Just got it. Okay, yeah, this looks completely different on this phone versus okay, so it's Future X when I click on it.
Yeah, this is just a layout of how the website would look.
Got it.
So, you know, you can put your services, you know, who you are, a gallery, testimonials, deals you might have going on at the time. You know, at the bottom, have people leave reviews. I mean, it's just a fully customized website. So, and then it's also, you do have the ability with this particular website, with any one of these platforms, there's a modern, a future, and a classic. With any one of these, you do have the, we can always change anything to it at any time that you need, but with these, we actually just changed it that you can actually change anything that you want, and we can go ahead and show you how to do that.
Okay. Let me ask you this real quick.
Yeah.
Let's say you guys designed the website. Let's say in, I don't know, a year or two from now, he wants to no longer have the services with you guys. Does he still gain access to the website so that he can edit himself, or is it only is this website only available for the time that he's paying you guys? I'm not sure how that part works.
So basically, so this is the reason why you have to do the 3-month package at the very minimum for this website is it pays for the website, okay? So that is one of the reasons, but if you decide that you don't want to continue after that 3 months, you just need to pay $199. That's pretty much it, and you'll have complete access to everything that we built. It will still be exactly the same website. You'll have complete control of it. That would just be for the domain name and for the for you to be able to host it. So,
Okay.
And normally these are like, if you're going to go through somebody, you know, just for a website just like this, it normally, I've seen these websites cost up to a couple $1,000s. So.
Yeah. No worries. Okay. That was just my question, just in case. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what his plans are. I don't think he'd be canceling if it's a service that works for him, but just so that he knows in the event, you know. Things that didn't work out because he did have a horrible experience in the past with Angie. And,
Well, so, you know, okay, think of it like this, Jill. This is the thing. First off, Angie and HomeAdvisor are being investigated by the FTC. Like, I'm not somebody that likes to talk badly about people. I really am not. Mm-hmm. But there's a reason that that's happening. And, you know, it's mostly because they're taking advantage of small business owners, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah.
But it's also the thing about it is they're it's almost genius what they're doing. They're listing themselves on Google, right? And then they'll list, you know, the top 25 tree services and then capturing those leads that you can capture on your own on Google and then recycling them and sending them out to all the same people in your area that do what you do. So,
And then you kind of go at it for grabs.
Yeah, right. And, you know, and ultimately, too, if you think of the thinking process of a customer that's going to be going, you know, from the ad section of Google to the map section of Google down to the organic listings and then see the top 25 tree services, I mean, think about it. If somebody is going through all of that to get to that, the only people doing that are price shopping. Like, that's all they're doing. They're looking for the best price, you know. So this would put it, you know, at the top where people will be able to be ready to make those buying decisions. I mean, of course, you're probably still going to have, you know, here and there people that are just price shopping. I think that's ultimately inevitable. But, you know, at least you'll be there that there'll be more of those people that are ready to make those purchasing decisions. So, yeah, that's, you know, that's why I personally believe in Google. I you know, I think that Google, or small businesses are the backbone of our country, right? You know, and Google is really where you're going to see the highest return on your investment. So.
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. Oh, yeah. Sounds good. I think I had another question.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering, are you familiar with the reporting dashboard at all?
I am not. I have not received access to it for wills. They said we would be receiving text messages within a few days, I guess,
okay.
to go from there and gain access. They did give me the username, which is my phone, which is my cell number, and they said that we can always change the username and password, but the password would be provided in the upcoming future, I guess, so 7 to 10 days-ish. Is what I understood.
Okay. But you're kind of familiar with it, right? That it's a reporting dashboard that you'll be able to see the keywords you're listed for, all of that. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you know that would come with this program as well. So.
Yeah. And the calls that come in or the contacts that come in, there is no per lead cost, correct?
No, absolutely. It would be that month to month. Yeah,
it's
or in the package.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So I'm thinking we'll start with the, and again, the difference between the $700 and the $900 one again was like an ad?
The difference would be either Google ads or Facebook ads, depending on which one you want.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So the $700 has Facebook ads, and the $900 has Facebook and Google, or just Google?
Just Google. So if you wanted to do the $900 and add Facebook ads, it would be like an extra $100 or something. I would have to check with my manager, but, you know, it just would be, it's not very much extra, mm-hmm. but you could do both. I mean, there's always the potential to do both of those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So I'm thinking, because the, I guess, what's the revenue difference? I guess you guys maybe have seen in the past the $700 versus the $900.
There is a very high conversion rate with Facebook ads. It actually is, let's see, I have it here, it is 4% conversion across all industries. Google Ads has a 9% conversion across all industries. So, I mean, you know, obviously it's a little bit higher. Now, with the Google Ads, that's really where you're going to see a higher mile radius. Now, I know you had been talking about mile radius, right? Just to kind of clarify, because I think maybe there was some information that wasn't conveyed correctly, but with the local map section, that only actually gives you up to a 25-mile radius. With the Google Ads section, that will give you up to a 50-mile radius, as well as with Facebook ads, but it's more just about where you want to be seen, right? Also, Jill, I do want you to be clear that when with online marketing, it's not necessarily that more is better. It's that specific is better. And the thing with Google Ads is it does give you a more of an ability to target specific locations. So, yeah, you can do further away, but actually targeting those specific places is going to be a lot better for your business, right? Because think about it, when you do a search for something, right? Like, let's just say you're going to look for, like, a restaurant. Let's just say a restaurant. And you're looking at a restaurant, you know, you're not, and you find, like, 5 restaurants, right? You're probably not going to be going to the one that's 50 miles away. Well, it's the same thing if somebody's waiting for a tree service person. You know, they're going to be looking on Google and seeing the people that are closer that can come out to them sooner, not necessarily the person that's 50 or 100 miles away. Right, they're not necessarily going to want to wait that long when there's enough options that are nearby, right? So that's why targeting those specific locations are going to be a lot better for you than, you know, just further away, right?
Right. Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. So essentially, the Google one targets specific locations, so that's probably the one that you would recommend. Let me ask you this. The $900 would have to be paid for up front today? Or
yes.
Is that okay.
Yeah.
So it would be $900 today. Okay. So I would have to call him. I'm thinking I don't know. I'm thinking the 700. But he might want to do the 900 just because of, I guess, the specific target and the percentage from 4% to 9% Facebook versus okay. Google. Bear with me. Let me call him real quick.
Yeah, no problem. I don't mind waiting. Go ahead.
Okay. And actually, let me get this information before I call him. Otherwise, the 700, both of these include the website, right? The 700
yes.
and the 900 option. Both of
mm-hmm.
them include the website.
Mm-hmm.
This would cover him for the next 3 months, regardless of which of the two packages he goes with.
Right.
If he, for whatever reason, said, no, well, I just want to do it month to month and start with the $299, would it still be $299 and it includes the website if he didn't want to charge the whole $700 for whatever reason? I mean, it doesn't have any logic for him to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, so the only difference is you definitely can do the $299 month to month to start.
Mm-hmm.
It would include a website, but it would only be a landing page. So
okay.
let me go ahead and I'll text you what this looks like. Hold
okay.
on 1 second.
Not specific website. Okay. Not customized website.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like, so it's just,
so it would be kind of like what he has now.
Yeah, it's
right.
still a good website. You know, I mean, it's definitely,
yeah.
I wouldn't talk badly about our website, but, I just,
right.
you know, the customized websites, you're going to get more bang for your buck. I mean, you know, and you're going to save money on ultimately doing 3 months, right? But this is somebody who's with us currently. They're a landscaper. You know, so obviously yours would look
mm-hmm.
a little different. But this is
okay.
their website. This is what the landing page would look like. You know, it is only one page. You can still add pictures of your work, you know, have customers contact you, leave reviews to any of the directory listings there at the bottom. So, you know, it still says what you do, who you are, you know, gives some a place for people to go. That's why they call it a landing page. But,
yeah. okay.
you know, the customized website is really, I just find more of a professional website for a company, right?
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, I kind of see the difference. Okay, so let me call him real quick.
Okay.
Ahí. Oye, aquí estoy hablando en el otro teléfono con la gente de la compañía, de Local Flash. Los de los trabajos.
Oh, okay.
La primera pregunta mía, ¿tú quieres que los trabajos sean comerciales nada más o tú quieres que te entren residencial y comercial? Acuérdate
de los
que...
Dos. Sí.
¿Sí quieres de los dos?
Sí, quiero de los dos.
Ok. Entonces, lo otro sería, ellos me están dando otra opción en respecto a cómo se hace lo del pago, como tú necesitas... Como tú necesitas una página web más, ¿qué te digo? Más como avanzada en respecto a lo que se puede hacer para el cliente.
Uh-huh.
Ellos están dispuestos, si tú pagas $700 el día de hoy, ese sería el precio por 3 meses. Y ahí tú estás pagando por 3 meses en adelantado. O sea que te saldría a $233. ¿Verdad? O puedes hacer la opción, ese de 700 ellos te dan como los anuncios del Facebook. O puedes hacer el de 900 y el de 900 te hacen anuncio a través de Google. Si quieres, y el de 900 también es el precio por 3 meses. O sea, que tú pagarías $900 el día de hoy y ya estás pago por 3 meses. Ya después en 3 meses... Si tú quieres, vuelves a renovarlo por 3 meses más o te vas a mes por mes y pagas lo $2.99. Pero el precio, pero el si pagas $2.99 mes por mes, el tipo de la calidad de la página web va cambiando. O sea que te convendría pagar lo mejor una cuota de cada 90 días para que te salga una mejor calidad de website, o sea, de página web. Entonces puedes pagar 700, no sé, como no hablamos de esa cantidad, hablamos de, tú ves, pero ya te cubre por 3 meses. O puedes pagar 900, el de 900 es con lo has de Google y el de 700 con lo has de Facebook.
Ya, vamos a, yo creo que lo de 900, ¿eh?
¿Quieres hacer el de 900? Yo pienso, porque él dijo, en lo que él me explicó, que el de 900 como que va directamente, como que los clientes son como más directos, ¿tú ves? Y obviamente el porcentaje de lo que ayuda los anuncios de Facebook es el 4% comparado a el de Google es el 9%.
Okay, no, pues lo vamos a hacer ese. Sí, agarra ese.
¿El de 900?
Sí, correcto.
Okay. Entonces ellos van a hacer una página y la página va, uno la puede especificar de la forma que uno quiera. Va a ser diferente a la página como la que tú tienes ahora mismo de Google. Eso es una landing page, que es como una página donde las personas llegan y ahí está la información de tu compañía. De lo cual, esto es un poquito diferente porque esto ya te da como más, tú puedes como crearlo más a tu modo y hay más flexibilidad, más forma, más cosas, más opciones.
Okay. ¿Y ellos van a llevar la, cómo decirte,
la página web? If someone reaches out, his question is, if someone reaches out via the website, who would manage the website and receive the messages? Does it automatically come into the portal that you guys give us access to, or is that going to be completely, okay? Automáticamente se sincroniza con un sistema que ellos no van a dar acceso. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Say that again.
Sí, está bien. Aplíquenle 900, dile.
Okay. Y lo
para dar resultado.
Sí, va a tardar para dar resultado como 45 días. It takes about 45 days is what I was told when we signed up for WM American Power for the turnaround time usually, right?
So it's 30 to 45 days for the local map section. For the Google Ads or the Facebook Ads, those will be up within 7 to 14 days.
Got it. Okay. Okay, he wants to do the $900 one. Ah, y otra cosita antes que se me olvide. Si por algún motivo tú decides cancelar el servicio con ellos y te quieres quedar con tu página web, tú te quedas con tu página web y nada más le tienes que pagar a ellos $200, $199.
Okay.
¿Lo dices? Para que sepas eso, si en un futuro decir, exacto. Entonces yo le pregunté eso, si la página era nada más mientras uno tenía la membresía o si era para siempre, es para siempre, y eso te da el permiso de la página, cuando tú pagues los $200 en un futuro. Okay, está bien, eso era todo. Okay, bye.
Perfecto,
bye. Okay, he wants to do the 900.
Okay. And just again, Jill, so after the 3 months, you'll need to renew to keep it at that rate. Otherwise, it'll go to $4.99 month to month. So just, I just want you to keep that in mind, you know, just so you can be prepared for that when it does come around, and you can let them know also in your client interview that you'll just want to renew for another 3 months if that's what you want to do. So,
got it. Okay.
Okay. So, okay, so let's go ahead and get this set up. So just for payment, is the card going to be under his name or your name?
It's his name, his company card.
Okay.
I have it.
It's his company card, but you have access to that? Like, you're allowed to use that?
Yes.
Just want to make sure. Okay.
I'm the one that calls in and pays everything for both of the companies.
Okay, perfect. So, So, but the account is going to be all in his name, and you'll be an authorized user on the account, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything's
going
to be under his name, because he's going to have me be the one to call and send photos, and I'm the one that you guys are going to keep communication with after today's call.
Okay. So what is his first name?
740 number.
Okay.
S-A-H-I-T.
Okay. Does he have a middle initial?
That's a good question. Let me check to see if it has it on the card. Messages. I've got to go into my photos. I know he has two last names. Soto Vasquez. Okay, here's his copy of his ID. Nope. He doesn't, actually.
Okay.
Just Sahit, and then he has two last names. Soto Vasquez.
Okay, do you mind spelling those for me?
He just uses Vasquez. So V-A-Z.
Okay.
Q-U-E-Z. And the first name is S like Sam, A like Apple, H like Henry, I like India, and T like Tom. Sahit.
Okay, perfect. And then also, what is the best email for you guys?
It would be La Sierra Tree Service at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So, and by the way, I did go ahead and check with my boss about doing that referral for you guys for the other account. So he told me that was okay. I mean, I just wanted to make sure 100% that was okay.
No,
so.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, perfect. All right. One second. Okay. So you're on East Coast time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's the best address for the business?
It is the, give me one second, it's the Pickerington address. That's what it's registered under. I don't know why I can never remember this address, which is extremely easy. 35 East Columbus Street.
Columbus
Street.
Route? Oh, Street. Okay.
Street. And that is
and
in Pickerington.
Oh, Pickerington. Okay.
In Pickerington, Ohio.
Perfect. Got that here. All right. So I'm just going to get some basics about the company for the client interview. Just to kind of run it down, I'm not sure if I already did this, we talked about so much, but so basically I'm just going to get some basics, read a voice verification to you. I'm going to send over a written invoice, but since the invoice is going to be under his name, I'm going to have him sign it. So, I know it's really simple. It's just him typing out his name, but I just want to make sure that everything is done correctly. So, you'll have the ability to look that over, but if you could get him to sign that would be wonderful. Also, I'm going to set you up for the client interview, so I'm assuming they're going to do the client interview with you. So I'll go ahead and let them know that. That phone call takes about 20 to 30 minutes. You know, then from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard as well as the directory submission. From 7 to 14 days, we're going to get the Google Ads up and running, and then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page. So the customized website does take about 5 weeks to be fully done, okay? In the meantime, we can get you a landing page if you want that in the meantime. It's completely up to you. That landing page we can get up in 7 to 14 days, and then once the customized website is completed, we'll go ahead and just take that down and put up the customized website. So it's completely up to however you want to do it.
Do I have to resend the information over and redo everything? Like, would I have to, to do the landing page? I'm assuming you guys are going to ask me a bunch of questions.
And then,
to have it converted over, do I have to, go through the set of questions and send all the photos over again? Because if so, then I would say, no, let's just wait for the customized one. But if not, then I'll say, yeah, why not?
Okay, let me double check with my manager. One second. Hold on one second.
Okay. También él me acaba de aclarar que después, como ya tú vas a pagar los $900 y va a ser por 3 meses, ya entonces cuando tú, ya después de los 3 meses, tienes que volver a renovarlo, hay que llamar para renovarlo nuevamente. Si no lo renuevas, entonces el costo sería $4.99 por el tipo de página. Ya sería... Entonces, por el tipo de página que tienes y el tipo de servicio y lo de Google. Entonces, nada, te quería aclarar esa parte porque yo te había explicado mal. Yo te dije que bajaba a los $2.99 y no es así. Es $4.99 al mes. Si por algún motivo no lo renuevas en 3 meses, entonces, para eso, para que sepas.
Are you, were you born in America? Because you have, the most beautiful accent when you speak Spanish, but you sound like you were born here.
No, so English is actually my second language. I did not learn English until I was about 10, 11 years old.
Okay.
Spanish is my first language.
Okay,
I just practice both languages enough to, I guess, not have an accent. People that I speak Spanish to don't know that I speak English, and people that I speak English don't know that I speak Spanish because both languages, I don't really have a, you can't tell that I'm bilingual.
Yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't have been able to tell, but when you started speaking Spanish, I was like, wow, you sound like you're not from here.
Yeah.
I hope that doesn't sound rude at all. I'm really not trying.
I get that a lot, actually. I guess I have a unique ability with my hearing. So when I listen to music, I hear instruments that a lot of people can't hear.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I guess if I were, they say people that are blind, deaf, and so on and so forth have other abilities that are stronger. So I guess maybe, I'm just blessed with the hearing part of things. Now, I feel like I'm deaf because sometimes I'm like, what did you say? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What did you say? But the language, if you have me repeat anything, whether it's Chinese, French, or any other language, you can say a word and I'll repeat it back. And for some reason, I just hear and observe, the tongue movement. And I just pick it up easily.
Wow, that's so cool. I just find that so fascinating. So my boss, he did tell me that it would be the same. So for if you send in the pictures for the landing page, we can just go ahead and use all those same pictures for the customized website as well. So
it would just be a conversion that you guys would do on your end, nothing that I would have to go over with you guys all over again or anything like that.
Mm-mm.
Okay. That works. That's fine. So we can just do the landing page, and then in 5 weeks we can, expect the customized page.
Yes. Okay. So, hold on. Okay, perfect. So then, what are your hours of operation?
That's a good question. It's usually between 8 and 5.
Okay.
8 and 4, I would say, for the actual labor that they go do, physical labor. But then between 5 and 8... in the afternoons, we go out and we do estimates.
Okay.
So I don't know how to answer that. Maybe between 8 and 8?
Yeah, so I guess it's mostly just when do you want to be taking phone calls, basically.
Okay, yeah, we take phone calls all the way till 8 o'clock.
Okay, so, yeah. And that's Monday through Sunday, Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And then do you have a logo for this company, or do you want us to create you one?
He has one already.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what forms of payment do you take? Cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo?
Right now he takes cash, Zelle, and cash, Zelle, and check.
Okay.
He wants to do credit card, but that's something that I have to figure out for both companies.
Okay, perfect. And then it's not required for Google, but do you guys have proof of licensing and insurance?
Yeah, he does, yeah. Okay. He's bonded and insured, yeah. And he's going to need his, state of Ohio, certificate / license number, I guess, right?
Well, it's not, like I said, it's not required for Google, but it is something that's super helpful for, putting on your website, mm-hmm. Doing any of that. So.
Okay.
So the best form of contact is going to be phone, text, email, all the above.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's completely optional, but I don't know if you'd be interested in having a call tracking number for this business. It's just basically a number that's listed online that's not your phone number. It does come with an app, and then all of the calls would be directed to your personal line.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. And then I think we actually, what we did for Will, he paid $39 extra to do something that kind of when a customer calls, there's a recorded line that says for new customers, press 1, for existing customers, press 2, that sort of thing. I think he wants to do that too.
Okay, so they would do that in the client interview, but I did just text you the application for the call tracking number just itself. So it's just by your client interview, if you can, go ahead and have that filled out, okay? But I'll go ahead and notate that he wants that a coordinate line.
Okay, and then he's going to need to... Sorry, my brain is just extremely full of information right now.
No problem.
That form that you said that he has to sign, because I do have other documents he has to sign for me today. That form that he has to sign, you sent it to me via email?
So after I take payment, it's automatically sent through text message. So it's basically just an invoice. It's also sent to your email as well. So. But that only populates once I get payment.
Got it. Okay. But is it just him having to respond to the email or the actual form he has to physically sign it? So meaning we have to print it out or electronically sign it?
It's electronic. So it's just, he just types out his name and then presses confirm signature and then super simple.
Okay.
So the services you offer, just, for a couple of keywords to start. So you do tree service,
yes.
Obviously. Do you do stump grinding, tree removal, anything like that?
All of that. Let me see. Let me grab this for the keywords. Tree removal, stump grinding,
like tree trimming.
Yeah, trimming. All of it. Hazardous, whether it's close to a gas line, electrical line, storm cleaning, really everything. You name it, he does it.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then, so, and do you have a Facebook for this business already, or do you need just, like, a Facebook business page? Because we can create that.
He does have a Facebook.
Okay.
I actually, and it is, I guess, kind of, like, linked to his personal.
Yeah.
I don't know what name. Can we provide that when we do the onboarding call on Friday?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay. So, and speaking of that, so it sounds like you want to do that on Friday. Is that the day that you would like to do that, since you just said that?
Yeah, we thought that yesterday we discussed that since we're going to be, we get together every afternoon, but probably Friday afternoon would be best at about 3 o'clock, 3:30 actually.
Okay, so I don't have 3, but I do have 4.
And it will
It takes between 20 and 40 minutes, just depending on how many questions you have, all of that.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. We can do 4.
So it will be between 4 and 5. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with someone before you. But yeah, I can go ahead and put you in for that. Okay, perfect. So,
do you have, actually, I'm sorry then, do you have anything earlier?
Yeah, definitely. So I do have, 2 to 3.
2 to 3? Okay.
I mean, I can even do as early as 10. It's pretty open in the morning.
Well, they're out in the field working, what about tomorrow is Thursday? What about Monday? Do you have a...
Yeah, let's see what I got for Monday.
3 o'clock Monday?
Well, so the problem with 3, it's not... it's just that's when the that part of the department goes on lunch. So that is the only problem. So there no day would they really be available at 3 o'clock.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. I'll just schedule estimates for after 5:30. And Saturday's nothing at all?
No, we're just not here on the weekend.
Okay. All right, if it doesn't work, I guess, for whatever reason, on Friday, then we will get back with you. We'll reschedule for another day. But we'll either way, we're going to be under the same in the same predicament regardless as to which day we go with. So
do you want to do 2 then on Friday? Or do you want to do 4?
No,
4.
Let's go ahead and keep it for 4. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to keep it for 4.
And so. Just so you know, Jill, we're almost finished setting up, but my phone will disconnect at an hour. Actually, it's probably would just be helpful if I just hang up and call you back right now, because we've been on the phone for 53 minutes, and my line, it just automatically disconnects after an hour. So let me just go ahead and call you right back, okay?
Okay, no worries. Okay.
Okay, all right, bye.
Mm-hmm.